This is Naked Astronomy, and still to come, I'll be exploring the origins of strange blue straggler stars. But first, Andrew Ponson turns his attention to this question from Martin Simons. Martin asks, what will come first, Andromeda crashing into the Milky Way, or our sun becoming a red giant and consuming our planet?
Currently, it's thought that the sun will enter a red giant phase in about 5 billion years' time. And in a red giant phase, a star expands by an enormous factor. So in the case of our sun, it will certainly expand to the point where it will engulf Earth on its present orbit. The trouble is that Earth might not be on its present orbit by that time. In fact, it's quite possible that the Earth's orbit could move outwards in the intervening time. Now, the reason for that is that the sun is constantly losing mass. And as the sun gets less massive, the Earth's orbit actually moves outwards. So it's not actually totally clear whether the Earth will or won't be engulfed by the sun when it does enter that red giant phase in 5 billion years' time. But actually, in terms of what the sun is doing, there is a more pressing problem, which is simply that the sun constantly gets brighter during its lifetime. And some recent studies have suggested that there may only be something like 1 billion years left during which the Earth could have liquid water on its surface. So the sun has basically given the Earth as a habitable planet another billion years or so. Now, the other part of the question is about the collision with the Andromeda galaxy. And it is thought that our galaxy, the Milky Way, will collide with its nearest neighbour, the Andromeda galaxy, in about 5 billion years' time. So that's considerably after the time at which Earth actually becomes uninhabitable. The thing to bear in mind about the Andromeda collision is wherever humans are, if they're still around, it's most likely that the Andromeda collision will not have any particular adverse effects for them, because the only thing that could really disrupt life on whatever planet we're on at that point would be a direct collision between the solar system and another star or another solar system. And actually, the solar system itself is microscopically tiny compared with the space between individual stars in any galaxy. So although the collision of the Milky Way and Andromeda will certainly be a spectacular event, it's not clear that it will be particularly problematic for life.